So from the perspective of everything that we've shared in this program, what we can say is literally that we speak to the world around us. We speak the language of creation in a nonverbal experience that we call feeling. And I know that you don't have to hear my voice in this program to understand that. We experience this every day in our lives. We experience it in ways sometimes that we would never understand. We experience it perhaps in ways that we would never expect. And nonetheless, these are very real experiences in our lives. And sometimes they're just anecdotal kinds of experiences that help us understand this. There are other effects, other ways of knowing about the power of human emotion in our physical world. We speak to the web of creation using the language of our heart. That is the language that we call feeling. We are feeling feelings all the time. You know it from your own experience. What happens to you Friday afternoon when I was in the corporate world? This is what we used to do. We used to get the old-fashioned paychecks where they'd give you a physical paycheck, not the electronic deposits. Friday afternoon, we'd get a paycheck. A few of us would get together. We'd run to the bank, cash our check, go get a bite to eat, run a few errands, be back to work in 45 minutes. Right? Every time. Right. When you flat have to get somewhere because you're in a hurry, what happens? When we absolutely have to get through that bank in less than 5 minutes, what teller line do we get behind every time without fail? And you know this, it happens every time. You get behind a teller line where a man or a woman has not balanced that checkbook for 25 years and is asking the teller for some insight into why their checks are bouncing all over the place. Or when you flat out have to be somewhere, what line of traffic are you going to get into? We live approximately 4 hours away from the Albuquerque airport in the mountains of northern New Mexico. I can drive 6 hours to DIA or 4 hours to the Albuquerque airport when I leave my property. And there are a lot of things that can happen in those 4 hours. If I leave and I say, I've got to get here to catch this plane because I've got to be in San Diego at a certain time, I'm coming out of that canyon. There's only one lane each direction. What's going to happen? A slow truck that is hauling a 1951 Chevy short bed pickup with no engine that's been sitting in the guy's yard for 30 years. And he waits that day to hook it up on a chain and tow it down the canyon. And I can't do anything until we're out of the canyon. You know these things happen. What quantum science is doing is that they're quantifying what this means in our lives and how it works in our world. We've already had some of this discussion. Let me ask you this question, though. With what we've done here so far, how does it change the way you view your world, or does it at all? What does it mean in your world on a personal or on a global level? There is a field of energy that bathes all of creation. It permeates every aspect of our creation. It has been with us since the beginning of time, apparently. It's always everywhere, all the time. It has an intelligence that responds to human emotion. What does that mean to you? We have options. We have options in terms of the way we live our lives. We know this. Does it change your life? Does it make a difference personally or globally? Let me ask this. Are you seeing people around you suffering and with more illness and disease than it seems like we have in the past? Does it seem like that's happening to you? Does it feel like the peace of our world is on a really rocky precipice right now? Do you feel like you're just waiting to see what's going to happen? Or do you feel like you're a part of what's happening and you're looking for ways to participate? Because if you are, this is what this field is saying to us. We know from these kind of mundane, insignificant experiences, what seem insignificant to us, the world around us is mirroring the thoughts, the feelings, the expectations that we have in our hearts, that we're carrying in our beliefs. From this perspective, not only do we speak a language into the creation of the world around us, into the mind of God, from this perspective, all of the events that unfold in our lives are a language unto themselves, mirroring back to us what it is that we have spoken. Our husbands, our wives, the relationships that we have with them, our lovers, our friends, our careers, our health, our abundance, all are elements of this language. From this perspective, the world speaks to us in every moment of every day in an ongoing dialogue, a feedback mechanism describing to us the quality of what it is that we have become from within. And the world does it without judgment.
The world around us, it's not judging us as good, bad, right, or wrong. It simply is an unbiased mirror. And the mirror now, we know, is this highly refined substance, this quantum hologram. It is showing us precisely what it is that we become in our lives. Each experience is the product of thoughts, feelings, and emotions, the pattern that sets into motion all the events that we experience in our lives. It's interesting to me, so interesting, once we understand this principle and these very ancient concepts, we can go back into some of our oldest texts. And I'm not surprised, however, I am constantly in awe of how accurately those who have come before us described precisely these principles over 2,000, 2,500 years, in some cases 3, 4,000 years before our time, how they described precisely these principles.